Thank you. Thank you. Now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The UL Lafayette Chorale and Chamber Singers will perform tonight on Election Day. It doesn't have anything to do with voting. The topic of the concert is travel, and the choirs will take you on a journey around the world. They'll sing music in Spanish, Russian, Hungarian, Taiwanese, German, Maori, and English and Cajun French. That's tonight at 7:30. If you'd like just a little relief from all of the discussion, the politics, you can go hear some great music here on campus in Burke Hawthorne Theater. The UL Lafayette Chorale and Chamber Singers, a free concert, 7:30 in Burke Hawthorne Theater. Again, that is tonight. And in Lake Charles, the McNeese Theater Bayou Players will present The Women of Lockerbie, opening tomorrow evening, 7:30 in the Shearman Fine Arts Theater. The play will run through the weekend. The Women of Lockerbie is by Deborah Brevoort, and it examines how to convert an act of hatred into an act of love. And that, again, will run Wednesday through Sunday. Also in Lake Charles, the Department of Performing Arts presents the McNeese Honors Brass Quintet and Quintessentials Woodwind in a free concert Wednesday evening at 7:30 in the Ralph Squires Recital Hall. The Friends of Dupré Library annual book sale will run Wednesday through Saturday. There will be a preview sale for UL faculty and staff this Wednesday, tomorrow evening from 4 to 6. The book sale will open to the public Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That sale will be on the first floor of Dupré Library. In Lake Charles on Thursday, the Southwest Louisiana Arts and Cultural Symposium will take place, 11:30 to 5 p.m. in the Contraband Room of the Civic Center. The keynote speaker will be Malcolm White, who is on the Mississippi Arts Commission. It is hosted by the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance and the Arts and Humanities Council. Speakers will also be Pam Breaux, Mayor Randy Roach, and Erica McCree. For more information, you can call the Southwest Louisiana Arts and Humanities Council. The UL Lafayette School of Music and Performing Arts presents State of La Danse Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 and on Sunday the 11th at 2 p.m. All performances will be in Angel Hall Auditorium on the UL Lafayette campus. On Thursday, the Opelousas Little Theater will open John Patrick Shanley's play, Doubt. It will open on Thursday and run through the 18th. There are Sunday matinees. Tickets will be available at the door. In Grand Coteau, the 5th Annual Festival of Words will take place Thursday through Saturday in Grand Coteau and other locations in St. Martin and St. Landry Parish. Most events are free. And for information, you can go to their website, festivalofwords.org. It will open Thursday with an opening session that all are invited to, and then there are workshops, literary readings, authors will be in the schools, and there will be community events, including drive-by poetry and a community stage as well. That website, again, is festivalofwords.org. And the annual general banquet for Ducks Unlimited will take place this Thursday. That will be at the Hyman Center Ballroom. For more information, you can go to the website LafayetteDU.org. It will, I believe the doors open at 5:30 and the event begins at 6:30. That's this Thursday, the annual general banquet of the Lafayette chapter of Ducks Unlimited. And the Bach Lunch will continue this Friday with their final performance of the fall. The group Rue Bougalou will be performing in Parc Sanssouci. The Fall Downtown Alive series continues in Parc Sanssouci as well this Friday with a performance by Nicole Beer. That performance starts around 6 o'clock. At Cité des Arts, the musical Cabaret will continue this weekend. It will be performed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For more information, you can contact Cité des Arts by calling them at 291-1122 or go to their website, citédesarts.org. This weekend, there will be a symposium on Flannery O'Connor on the UL Lafayette campus. Entitled Flannery O'Connor, The Legacy of a Southern Catholic Writer, it will take place partly in the Catholic Student Center in Wisdom, Jamard Hall, which is where Flannery O'Connor gave a lecture back in 1962. And there are excerpts that will be played during this symposium of a tape that was discovered of her talk here on campus. So they'll play several segments from that original lecture that was in Jamard Hall in the Catholic Student Center on the UL Lafayette campus. It will run through the weekend. For more information, you can contact Our Lady of Wisdom, go to their website, or give them a call. You can register for some of the events. This Friday in Lafayette at Cité des Arts, the Brad Walker Quartet with Oscar Rossignoli, Trey Boudreau, and Sam Weissman. They will perform Friday, November 9th at 9:30 p.m. at Cité. In Lake Charles at the Calcasieu Museum in the Gibson, the Imperial Calcasieu Museum in the Gibson Barham Gallery, a collection of three monologues written by Carolyn Woosley called The Writers, and that will be performed Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Maggie, Kate, and Rosa. Tickets or information available through itinerattheater.com. Itinerant Theater is producing The Writers. On Saturday, the Bag Mat Ministry will be giving a workshop in Lafayette at Grace Presbyterian Church. You or your group organization can learn to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. That workshop is from 9 until 2 in Lafayette at Grace Presbyterian Church. There will be a free rabies clinic for cats and dogs this Saturday, November 10th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., sponsored by the Wildcat Spay Nation for Dogs and Cats. That will be on the Evangeline Thruway in the Lafayette Jockey Lot from 11 to 3 p.m. Again, free rabies shots for cats and dogs. All are invited, and they will be giving those shots until they run out. In Grand Coteau on Saturday, the Creole History of Grand Coteau at the Festival of Words. If you're interested in the history of Grand Coteau, particularly the Creole history, you're invited 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. at the Thinstead Center. And the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra presents Cirque de la Symphonie this Saturday, November 10th at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available at the Hyman. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. And you can download a weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, it's Terry Gross. And at 7 o'clock, we join NPR for their election night coverage. We will be with them until they close out. So at 7 o'clock, beginning at 7, you can follow NPR's election night coverage. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.